and redundant service than it is to have really fast service that may take a while to get started.
I understand.
Which one would be the main? The AT&T?
Yeah, AT&T has the low latency.
Which essentially means when you type in a website and hit enter, it loads quicker. And then download speed and latency are two different things. So
a BreezeLine would be the backup internet, mm-hmm. but still the cable. Right?
If you want cable TV, right? BreezeLine.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, even BreezeLine's boxes work on any internet service. So we have dual capabilities there.
You want to keep cable, right? You don't want like YouTube TV. You have BreezeLine cable here.
Yes, that's fine. BreezeLine cable is fine. Yeah. Yep.
So even like it's average rent $80 a month after the introductory rate ends. So you do $80, $80, $160. We should be at 99% uptime.
That's fine. Yep. I mean, plus I have.
You can do that, right? You can switch it to get AT&T working again, or I need to.
Probably it'll be a combination because AT&T is still one of the worst. They need personal information about him.
Got
I cannot give.
Okay.
BreezeLine, I have a lot more flexibility with.
So I think the good thing is we did the assessment here, and the goal from what we've heard is keep things simple.
Simple.
As simple as possible. If you want to do music in here, we would try to mimic what you have in Boston with Frank. So
yeah, he talked to Frank.
I know Frank very well, so we work together at different companies, but we do jobs together. So I talked with him. I know the goal of keeping it simple there. The app would let you do your music in there. We would pull in anything you have here and try to integrate that. So your gate, we try to get in, doorbell, pool system, anything that's possible, we'll pull into one app.
That would be perfect.
Are you okay with it being Control 4?
Yeah, so I'm fine with Control 4. It was really buggy I found in Boston.
But I think that's because everything was breaking. It was all pretty cool.
The new system came out a year-ish ago, and then after 6 months of patching, it's finally good. I have it at my house. I use it. So anything that I would recommend, I use in my own house. So that's kind of my
advice. Yeah, I haven't had any. I used to have all sorts of issues with it. Every 3 months, something was malfunctioning. And somebody would have to come and reset something.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to be doing that anymore.
And jumping between homes with C4 is very easy.
Yeah.
It's one button press, and you change the house.
And you're a different
Yeah.
Okay.
So from that perspective, I think that's how we keep things simple. It's not overly complicating things. You're on one platform. Then if you really have to go deep on something, you open the other app to do that.
That's fine.
And that would be a good solution.
Right now, the only thing we really will probably struggle with is the air conditioning.
Yeah.
They used a more of a proprietary Linux system.
Yeah.
So we'll see what we can do about integrating that into Control 4.
Okay. There's only, what, two zones in the main house?
Three in here, and then one in the guest
house. Yes, okay.
So what are you hoping to accomplish here?
So, simple, right? Like, I don't want these.
I told him.
Like, these things got to go. I mean, wherever there's electronics, it's not being used. Please pull it out.
You don't want like the iPad in the kitchen, right? You want that under the wall.
No, if it's actually connected to Control 4 and controls the house, it's fine. But like up in the master bedroom, I have two iPads up on the wall.
Like, but do you want just like a handheld type controller so that every time it changes, you don't need to go into the wall? Or you like having something
in the
wall?
I'm fine going into the wall because most of the time, honestly, I control it through my phone.
Yeah.
That's about 90% of what I do.
But for television zones, you like to be able to pull up a handheld remote.
Handheld remote for television. That's
perfect.
Okay. Do you want to get a new TV like in the kitchen? I think that's fairly close.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
But how do you want to look through it? So, because we walked through the house and we were talking about stuff.
Yeah, and I would definitely want to have us coordinate with your interior designer what their layout is.
Yeah.
Because that really helps us figure out.
I can give you some feedback right now.
Okay.
Do you want to just walk through a couple of rooms?
Yeah,
he's
like a whole thing about lights and shapes.
So first of all, like this.
I love that.
This is a
TV,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
This is the
clicker. You figure out how to control this?
It's this.
Like, it's that?
Yep.
And how do you?
We didn't know. It's solar panel. power.
So that box should be in the wall behind the television.
And it also should be connected in a way where you can play the television audio up here or play music while it's still playing, you know, like a game or something in the background.
That's what we would like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. The speakers on here are not really made for TV watching. They work, but this is made to be art.
Yeah, I agree.
And we want it connected into here if you can.
Correct. That's what we want. So it's either going to be displaying art or it will be playing, showing something connected to these speakers.
Yeah. And then this thing would be where it belongs.
Yeah. Do you need to replace this, David?
Nope.
No, it's fine.
It's new enough. Actually, that's within the last 2 years. So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you want all new speakers in the house?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Especially if they're not working.
Well, it definitely.
I mean, the question is, like, architecturally, would you want us to hide these while we're in this process?
There's and
work, like, do some invisible speakers, like, in the kitchen, et cetera, so they get plastered in and we can get a clean sound without seeing it?
Do you want to be able to see all these? There's a lot of them.
I don't have a strong view about seeing them or not seeing them. Like, as long as they're white and they're blending, it's totally fine. I don't need to do a bunch of more work to, like...
Hide them away.
Okay. Yeah. I'm also really cognizant of whenever you're doing stuff, make sure you think about how to access it if it breaks. Because one of the things in the house up in Boston, many things were not thought through. Like, oh, if this breaks, what do I do?
It's there forever.
It's there forever.
I ran one of the largest integrated service department in South Florida for 7 years. Believe me, the first thing I think about is how do I fix this?
How do I fix it when it breaks? Thank you. That's what I want to know.
He has panels that are like hidden behind elevator shafts that you can't even get to.
I can't act. It's so bad. I don't want to replicate that forever.
Are you sure? It sounds fun.
Yeah.
There's lights. If I have to change light, we have to look down. If like... Not the light itself, but if there's something
the driver goes bad.
The driver goes bad, we have to open the ceiling.
We have to take out his full washer and dryer and get him the ladder to get to the HVAC.
It was so poorly done, and we let it happen. It's on us. So one of the things from the... this is the only TV we want to put in. We want to put a big... Not a drop-down, but just a big TV on this wall that can serve like that. Like it can show art.
Yep.
Pictures, or it can run television.
Okay.
That's exactly
so
what we're talking
about. Television originally was set up here.
I know.
The pattern of speakers, but you don't ever use that wall?
Nope. She wants, my wife likes this thing. She wants to keep it. We're going to take the cooler, like those racks out, but she wants to.
She likes the piece?
She likes the piece. So, and she's designing the house. What she's going to do with this is she's going to move this somehow up so you can.
So what we're
this is staying, or if it's, but she says it's going up, and there can be a TV here. She'll be here in like 20 minutes.
What kind of effect do you want in this room? Do you want like a wow, like this is a like you want a wow effect here? Okay.
Yeah.
So standard TVs, we can go up to about 114 inches.
Yeah.
Big video wall, we could actually squeeze 168 inch in here.
I don't want to do like video, like projecting.
No. Like a panelized wall where we build it out to a large size, and you can use it. Middle of the day, middle of night, however you want.
So Matthew,
you want
something
like this that's in there that's just a lot larger?
So it'll be like three stadiums.
Yeah.
And it's all modular, so we put it in and we can just we put little LCD panels into a module. So we could span it from, 120 inches to 160 to 220 inches.
Here's an example of what we're doing. These are individual panels that go together. And then this has a trim piece. You can pick whatever you want, and it frames it like a piece of art. When this is not used, you see the wood slats?
Yeah.
You can actually have those display on here, so it looks like it disappears. Or you can put art. But
pictures
it,
or whatever.
Yeah,
anything you want, but it functions as a size that you pick here.
Yeah. And just like in there, like we can put a frame around it, and you can have it be whatever art you want. And we set it on a timer, like at night, it'll shut off.
That sounds like it'd be pretty nice.
We're doing one of these right now. It's going to be installed in 5 weeks up in Needham. And we couldn't even get a TV into the house because it was so damn big. You can't cut a TV in half. This is nice because you can build it on site.
Okay.
And the team from Fort Lauderdale comes here and they do the whole thing. And then they frame it with whatever you want, interior designer, your wife, anyone can pick the finish. And it is so bright that you could have all the
sun
wouldn't matter.
Oh, matter.
Perfect.
Wouldn't matter.
I think we'll show Elika that when she comes, but I think that sounds right.
And are you guys in Boston still? Because our design studio is right in Norwood.
Yeah.
If you ever wanted to come.
We're moving here this summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to come to Norwood, you can come to the design studio and actually see what this looks like if you're ever in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And once you see it, you're like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, we can do that.
And we also, there's a couple showrooms out here with you as well.
There's what?
There's a couple of showrooms out here as well.
Okay.
Yeah, they're based out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, their headquarters is not too far from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
that's good.
But this is a perfect wall for that.
That's what she wants. She wants to reorient the room this way. She's going to leave that.
So no projector?
No. We're going to leave the projector. Like, that's like, it's maybe over too much. She wants to keep, we had a lot of talk about, like, ripping all this out. But she wants to get this all working.
So this was originally a media room.
Yeah.
Three TVs. There's one big TV, two little ones above for sports day or CNBC day. So this changed into the projector and screen. My only issue with this is that projector's too far off.
Yeah.
And I know Larry's already seen it too, but the projector looked like this, and it's very hard to fix that, being that far off center.
Can you let him know about where that projector originally was and the purpose of it?
No, I had to look at it. It's not the same projector.
Oh, it's not?
Okay. No, no.
We
had an outdoor projector set up. It was temporary, and they had an inflatable screen. I've got wiring out there by the edge of the pool near the hot tub, and there was a Epson commercial projector. You'd throw it there, an inflatable screen, rear projection into it, and you could have everyone over watching a football game from the pool. The house was a little bit lively back then.
Yeah.
So you know that, like, when you go in a conference room and you got the projector and it's got the trapezoid shape to it,
because
it's not keystone properly, that's what you run into when these are so far off center.
Right.
What about a large screen display? Or do you want to keep this piece on the wall?
My wife wants to keep that piece.
So she wants the screen to come down.
She's going
to
be here in like 20 minutes.
Okay, so we want to investigate a way to move the projector to a center point and get a clear screen.
Isn't the glare really bad? Larry dropped it and he couldn't see
it. Well, depending on the screen material, we can make it work.
Okay.
So it's think of it like a two-way mirror scenario.
Well, I'm just telling my wife, don't get here.
You don't have to.
The decision maker.
Doors here to cover.
I don't know. I feel like you could figure it out. There's better screens.
It's a matter of money.
Yeah.
It's a matter of brightness.
Yeah.
And screen that actually rejects light coming in from a certain direction.
That's
it has a darker base.
It's called ALR, ambient light rejection.
Oh, wow.
And it's a grayish material for people that want to have like a media room but not blackout.
Right.
So kids running around but you want to have a big screen, you do ALR.
So an ALR is like, it's like polarized lenses. So it will only accept light from this angle.
Gotcha.
That
light coming in from there won't hit the screen.
Huh.
Wow.
And if it doesn't really affect it.
That's very cool.
So that really helps with being able to maintain the color. But then you also have brightness, and you also need to make sure your projector has enough output to be bright enough to overcome ambient light in the room as well. So it's a twofold.
That's so interesting.
Game to get there, but it can be done. Again, there's nothing that cannot be done. It's just a matter of like the give and take to achieve it.
So, for example, I have a pavilion at my house, like about twice the size of that, and I have an outdoor. It's a projector with an ALR screen, and middle of the day, I bring down the screens on the side, like you guys have here, and I can watch TV and everything during the day. But it's an ALR screen and a very bright projector. So, with that combination, you can offset this sun in here.
So if a screen projector is in here, a TV wall goes over there, are those extra boxes that we're going to have to get from BreezeLine to?
Yes and no. Let's bring it up here. Okay. How they have it set up in Boston.
Okay. I guess because that's a bunch of extra boxes.
Okay, if it makes sense.
No, not about the money, just about like.
We
already have the infrastructure in place for moving them all around.
Yeah.
And even there and share it between the rooms.
It's
like, that's the rule.
Because that only has like the extenders.
Yeah.
So
what are you thinking here?
Did you catch any of that about
no.
the ALR screen?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it's the screen material is important. Think of it like polarized sunglasses.
Yeah.
I don't know what the screen material is. We'll have to take a look at it, but it will reject light from anything other than this angle.
Okay.
So meaning the projector will be able to get it, but the light coming out of that window or, well, you don't have to worry about that normal exposure, but it will not accept light from there, so it won't wash out.
That's great.
Also, you'll want to use a slightly darker material because to get to black, you have to see what the screen looks like with the lights off. You're never going to have lights off in here, so it's going to be like a grayish screen. That way, it will look darker. It gives you a stronger base light.
But you only see that when it's down.
Yeah, you only see when it's down, and it'll only be down when you turn on the projector, so you're fine.
So you got to move the projector?
Yes, we'll have to move the projector. That's one thing I just cannot
fix.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this, what is this, sound? What is that?
Is that a light?
It's just a light.
I think it's a light.
Light.
It's just a light. Okay.
Keeping that, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
though if you like the idea of arc shaped speakers, I got some.
And you guys, like, you'll make sure that you're working, replacing them, whatever you're going to, all
right.
These speakers are going to be fixed, replaced, working.
Yeah, the good news is all the painful and difficult work of the wiring all exists. So we're not going to have to go tear anything up. It's just a matter of relocating wire a little bit if we're going to bring the speakers in or however we're going to do it.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys know in the commercial world, wiring doesn't really go bad unless it gets corroded.
Correct.
So interior wiring is going to be fine forever.
Yeah, and we're not building anything new. We're just basically replacing
the The infrastructure's good, and if anything, you swap a speaker.
Okay. So that gets moved over, maybe a different cut down. You said there were little TVs in here?
No. Before this, the unit was in. It was like one big media TV couch there, and then two little TVs above.
I see.
One of those
sport.
So
March Madness setups
in Boston with Control 4.
Yeah.
Do you essentially, when you hit the remote control, do you say like my cable TV, her cable TV, kid cable TV, or did you just hit cable TV and it just works?
I just hit. We have four boxes, and I just hit one of the boxes.
So you always, from every room, you can choose out of the four boxes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a great thing to replicate here.
Yeah.
For two reasons. Number one, it creates redundancy. So if one cable box, that great little $100 piece that I have no control over, that I put thousands of dollars of equipment around, and I cannot control that, that's the cheapest thing the cable company could find. If it fails, you can just switch to the next one.
Yeah.
And also, if you ever having like having one of those days where you're just roaming around the house, you can put the game on.
Oh yeah, I do that sometimes. At Boston, I'll have different TVs, will run in different stuff.
Okay, so good news is wiring wise, we already have the infrastructure to do all of that.
Yeah.
So I would say that's going to be your best bet here as well.
Yeah, and then in Boston, Control 4 now has the voice activated remotes, which are really much better.
So you like that?
Oh yeah, I use it all the time.
Now, you're using it to control Comcast?
No. Yes, once I'm in, I have to use Control 4 to pick the box and start the system. But then I use... No, actually, I use the remote itself to, like, launch the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's...
I use the remote, though.
That's more favorable for Comcast. Mm-hmm. I'll research, but I'm not going to give you much hope on it for it to work with the...
Voice?
The Evo boxes that are here that have the old TiVo... user interface, but we'll look. I'm just going to say probability is less.
So you think the voice activation won't work?
With Apple TV, it's
Apple TV is spot on, but Apple TV and Xfinity are the two great solutions for Control 4. Beyond that, not a lot of companies are being developed. Yeah.
Comcast is one of the few cable companies that realize what we do and really put an effort to give us an opportunity to work with them directly. Unfortunately, this neighborhood is not Comcast, or else we could
do a lot of
access with that very quickly. Yeah.
It'd be a mirror image of Boston.
Yeah. So you say I'd have to open it up, and then it's all manual.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be voice activated.
No, not.
Like, I say all the time, like, launch Netflix. Launches Netflix. Launch.
Yeah. Now, do you use Apple TVs as well?
Not much, actually.
Just mostly cable boxes.
Yeah.
So you're doing Netflix?
Or the streaming services. I actually probably use the streaming services as much. You know what I honestly did? I used the cable to watch sports, and I used the streaming services.
And you
apps.
Just, on your remote, you have a list for like Netflix, HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay, so Roku's cool. So
we can
replicate that here without an issue.
Yeah. And that's basically, mean, the voice activations like launch Netflix, launch Max, or find the television station, but maybe that won't work.
Yeah.
But can you do that on actual remote? Like, will they also have a remote?
Yeah, they'll have it on there. But if you don't care if Netflix is being launched from an Apple TV or a Roku, then we'll make it happen.
Yeah, and you don't voice care. Control still works on that too, so you can just tell us Control 4 what you want to watch. It'll go to the source.
Yeah.
It won't change the channel on the cable box, unfortunately. That's where we're going to fall short.
So you're saying most of my watching is going to be through Apple? That's what you're saying?
Apple or Roku. I mean, if you want to do the cable TV stuff, you're limited on your voice.
Well,
every person's going to get
the cable boxes is what you're saying for the house? Or?
Well, so what I'm saying is, like, if your remote control in Boston has a listing for each service, like if you hit watch and you go through and you see Netflix, Apple TV, Apple TV Plus or whatever it is, and Disney Plus, et cetera, that's all going to be through Roku. That's not going to be from an Apple TV.
Yeah, no, the remote, it can be different, but the remote in Boston, it's like it's a Control 4 remote.
Yeah.
Like it's control, and once I get into assist, once I pick like this for cable box, it's cable box 2, it launches, then I can use the voice activation on the, or I just, you know, go through Guide or
yeah.
whatever.
You'd only have that for the streaming services, not the cable service, if
that's
we
fine.
Can't integrate it.
Do the best you can to integrate as much, that's fine.
He okay. already has Breezeline cable boxes here. Cable.
Yeah.
Something
like
that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're going to fix this, get that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So two entertainment spaces.
Yeah, they're going to be back to back. I know it sounds weird, but that's what she wants. Yeah.
All these downlights staying, none of that's changing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Control 4 system will control, as far as I'm concerned, the alarm system for the house. Well, right? It'll control that.
Can you integrate it, ladies?
Yeah. They may bill you a little bit to get it to a point where we can integrate it, but yes, we'll get it there.
Again, it's because I know my wife wants the alarm working, like easy to access. The doors, I'm fine. I don't need, like in the front door, there's this keypad and then there's a ring thing. Like, what are we going to do with the doors?
We
you
walked
into this, right?
And it's like the front door to like the gate where the mail, like, everything's got this locked electronic.
Because it used to be, I think
well,
you had to let someone in for like packages.
It's how you originally wired it, right?
Yeah, those my team installed, and they will work with Control 4, which makes it easier. It's just one less app to worry about.
What does it do?
So
the good news is it will notify your Control 4 app if you're not home.
Yeah.
We can set certain audio zones to interrupt music and play a soft doorbell sound.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if you know, especially even if staff's home and you're not here, they'll know, oh, someone's at the door, let me go check it. So you still have that standard doorbell. And we can choose exactly which rooms and what volume you want it at.
Okay. So there's the front gate, the door gate for just the door, then there's the door, right?
You can choose.
Is there any system out there right now at the door?
No one would ever be getting to this point.
Yeah, the two end that's there right outside this door is fine. But I don't know what's on the street side.
No, it's all mechanical with
auto doors right here. So we can get this to work. This is great for staff. It's
but like, what is the point of
like, no, this is so I don't need a key.
Go for you to get
or anybody.
Anyone.
Activate this door.
Yeah, if you want to go for a run, you don't want to carry anything.
Yeah,
this
would be great if you can get this going. Yep.
Yeah, the 2N product is a very good product. We use it all the time.
The previous owner actually had a thumbprint right here as well.
I said I didn't think you were going to want that.
I just said you love thumbprints.
I said that's his worst nightmare. I mean,
so like this gets ripped out.
Yeah, I don't know why it's redundant. I think that the latest owner put that in because he didn't want to deal with this. I talked to him on the phone a couple of times when he bought it, and he just...
He was a crypto tech guy. He seemed to.
I think he was also a bit paranoid, so he only wanted stuff that he had control over.
Yeah.
And he ripped out a better lighting control system and put a cheaper like prosumer version in. He took out our incredibly, our great enterprise grade network.
Look at the thing
that's at the prosumer in there, and so it's.
Yeah, get rid of that.
Mm-hmm. We don't need that.
Because you can see this already from this.
Yeah, and all the cameras that are outside are all working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this has a camera built into it as well. Yeah. So you're
okay.
And then
there's something up there.
Right, there's something here. Right?
Can we use the existing cameras into something?
We just got
like
a long email about the Four Seasons from Holland. That's correct. A bunch of updates.
Is there a 2N out here?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. So this is all. I believe this is also 2Ns. This has power.
Yeah, I can see something.
So this here would tie into either one of them. But when you ring this from control 4, you can buzz it to let someone get in with a strike.
That would be great.
So this strike is fine. Assuming all the wiring is still in place, then it's all going to integrate. Is this a 2N piece?
Don't I need somebody a keypad here too? Like if someone's trying to get into that, like if I'm trying to get
in. Swap this out too. Yeah, we can put a 2N back on here with a keypad.
So it looks just like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
brand
that
is. But
this one, they really require retina read.
This is crazy. I knew the last guy was nuts.
No, but the hardware is here. This is simple to fix, and this will be
so. This will be a keypad. So someone, if I like the cleaning, people come, they can, they can use a keypad to get in.
And we can set the keypad to only work at certain hours.
Yeah that's perfect.
Schedules so, per
9 a.m. to noon on Mondays.
So a lot of people come here on a weekly basis.
And it won't work. And you can take a code away in seconds if anyone has to.
Yep.
This looks like it was wired for a camera.
Yeah, there was a camera there.
But you're going to put a keypad with a camera. It'll have a camera.
Well, there's the keypad, unfortunately, doesn't have a lot of like good AI features. We can record it, but I think for what your location is and the scenario you're in, let's look at cameras that have an easy way for you to reconcile any events, like a person was here, a vehicle, a license plate, where you're not searching through hours of video, you're just looking for key events that the AI has already picked out for you.
This camera is who's at the door when they're buzzing it. It's not a security camera. Plus, the angle is kind of lousy if you're there.
There's a 30-degree angle we can put on that on.
Tilt it off.
Yeah, this is like the only place you don't currently have a camera. Because all the other ones you can see, but there's not one.
And there's no cameras in the house.
No, that was on my list.
We'll put a couple.
Add those.
Yeah. Do you want cameras in the house or?
Couple.
Okay.
Because you usually do that yourself, so that we don't have access to them. But do you want them?
But
to do
we're,
it?
We're wired for that. The one I worked mostly with, they had kids, and at that point there was like 12 Ring cameras throughout the house, and we already wired it. So I know I have a good idea on the ceiling about where I already have a wire hanging there. And we can set up a camera system that's only you have control over.
He has Google Nest at his home and condos, so you can flip between the properties.
Yeah.
So I feel like you should add that here.
That
so
would be nice.
We can replicate it without a problem.
Yep, that would be good too. All right, so we're going to fix
that's
this.
A good thing. We got all this here. So
yeah, you have all the wiring all over the place. You just got to
infrastructure.
Set it up.
You got good bones.
I just
for technology.
Set it up. Okay, and then the gates. Well, you're not sure. Hopefully, you can get that integrated.
And this must have a pressure sensor to open the gate? Because when you pulled in here, that opened.
Yes, it picks up when there's a vehicle or when there's a vehicle.
Exiting's easy. These things open up easily.
Yeah.
If you get a car near it.
It's pulling in.
It's pulling in. The buttons in the car don't work.
Yeah.
It's the app, iSmartGate.
The only way I can open it is I have to, like, when I came in, I had to stop there, open the app.
Yeah.
Move the gate over.
Huge pain
in the ass.
I've got a really good gate company who can help you out here.
But you
so
don't
if you want to
oh wait, unless you have your own. I keep on forgetting.
No. I just made work what was here for the meantime.
Yeah,
that's all.
I'll get you hooked up with Paul, and we'll get clickers working for for this gate, because this is going to be the one you use.
That one, yeah.
And that's more of a visitor's gate. That's why we put the calls. How it was set up originally, let me put it that way. As the visitor's gate, that's why the call station's there and not over here.
Can you look at that? Does that pertain to that one? Do you want to keep that?
What's that say that
Bridget? There's a call system at the visitor's
outside. There's a goose neck out here.
I think there's nothing in it.
So let me ask you, can this get connected to control 4?
Yes.
That's the goal then.
Yeah. Really, right? You want a clicker on your car?
Oh, not even on control 4.
You can do both.
Yeah, but
think, Larry, I drive again.
Yeah. So just a clicker.
But you also want control 4 for guests, though.
Because not everyone will have the clicker.
Yeah, I think you need to have it work both ways.
I wouldn't have people just park out here and...
I've gotten 3 tickets already.
You get tickets.
That's the only reason I park in your driveway, because I'm getting tickets. Yeah.
Is it residential only?
I think
sticker.
You need a permit on that side. This side, they don't even allow it.
And I bet you if we ask for forgiveness later, we can move it out to there. That way they can call without having to get out of their vehicle.
So someone could drive up and hit a button, and then he would have to use a control 4 app.
Yeah,
someone.
Or staff could have a code to get in.
That would be perfect.
But that one will quickly go on a clicker and make them with the family entrance. This would be more the staff and visitor entrance for with the door
perfect.
Station.
Because I imagine packages is going to be a big one too. I know this sign, if you're creeped up.
Just throw them over the fence.
I feel like you get a lot of packages. You're going to want them brought
in. I don't know how they'll deal with the packages. Is there a package?
What's that big hole right there?
No, this is just...
Because that sign just says packages
and
through
the
gate.
This is the key for the mailbox.
So they would just toss them over the fence?
No, I think you would give, like, Amazon. We have this at the apartments we manage. Like, Amazon has their own code to open just the gate, and then they would leave them inside.
Yeah, we do that with the vestibules and, like, Beacon Hill.
We give, like, FedEx, UPS. There's 4 of them that have a code that's just to
them. That's what we'll do. We'll then give them a code.
Yeah, because then you can always deactivate it, or you can... And you'll be able to see them on the camera.
Yeah, I have the same thing for my house. My FedEx, you just log in and put your 4-digit code, and then they can just... I mean, the driver sees it when they're pulling up to your house, but no random person at FedEx could see the code.
We do that at all our residential, like, apartment buildings, and it works pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got a solution for all of here.
Yes.
It would be nice if you could move that, though.
Yeah, I think there was a ordinance, but...
Couldn't hope no one...
Usually they have to get one fine and then forget about it.
Yeah. Pay your fee and then you're good.
Yeah.
The
equivalent of a permit fee.
People show up for
no.
They were pretty timely on all the other ones. I didn't have an issue with them at all.
So in terms of patching, so say we remove this doorbell.
Yeah.
You, and there's a hole there. You guys would handle the patching side of things.
Handle.
I don't know about you guys, but in Boston, we don't have a paint and plaster crew on staff. So
we're good on that.
Especially when you need level 5 everywhere, it's not not easy.
Larry, I think I'm going to like working with you. It's like a yacht. If I get a yacht with a really good chief engineer, I don't mind going to work on it. If you have a terrible chief engineer, I do not want to touch it. Oh, you're in the Mediterranean, you have no idea what you're doing?
Yeah.
Should we look at the kitchen?
Yeah.
We want to talk about lighting, too. That's a big one.
Yes. Lighting and shades after.
Like, I don't mind having these as long as it's all working. Like these pads.
We have to get a good HVAC vendor. Because this is nothing to do with Control 4. This is purely your
Linux.
And
it's not really working. Like, your
bedroom
is controlled on this one. So you have to come down here. Which is crazy.
So let me ask you a question. Can you provide me with a list of everything that's compatible with Control 4? And then I will just run with it on my side to replace these Linux stats. At the end of the day, it's a DX system, so I could control it with whatever you tell me to control it, and then you could bring it into Control 4.
Okay. Yeah, we'll coordinate. We'll do everything within reason to get the HVAC into Control 4.
And then in theory, if you want to reduce the number of things on your walls, this could be a small Control 4 screen. So you'd have HVAC control camera.
Can you put a Nest thermostat?
You could if you want just a dumb
Nest
thermostat.
The thing is, I don't think it's compatible with the air handler. That's why we have this weird lighting screen. We'll have to figure something out. But in most cases, we just do a small temperature sensor about the size of a quarter. It's recessed and painted, it disappears. And then we put the thermostat where the air handler's at as a backup.
And people
use
their phone.
Need to go there, change temperature if something fails. But then we'd have, again, like the Control 4 pad here.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is my wife, the real decision maker.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm Matthew.
Hey,
nice. Hi, Adam.
Hey, nice to meet you.
You too.
All right, so, let me put it this way. I think for the temperature,
you were just talking before, Matthew, that it's only through control four. I think we actually like having something, and if we can just control the temperature.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is right now. We need to, we gotta get the correct HVAC contractor out here.
Does Linux work with you?
I mean, we could probably live with this if that's all we got, but.
I want to research further.
Okay.
Before I can answer.
Does Linux work with Nest? And I think we could just put a Google Nest in that.
If it works with Nest, and I could put it just a control four, there was nothing without a problem. It's, this is a little more proprietary.
Yes, everything integrated in control four is great, but we also want to be able to use and live in the house with just the key, go to the door, go to the wall, adjust the temperature, go to the wall, adjust lights, go to the wall,
not
hopefully
those.
Adjust shades, but maybe, I don't know, we'll have to talk about that. Yeah. Right? You want the ability to just
do a change.
Like, yeah. Just open the door with the key, turn the temperature the way you want. Right?
Simple.
Simple.
Not supposed to be on this.
No, you can, but he wants to. Also wants to integrate it into control four, the system that will tie everything together. We're going to have a front door and also the gate door, like that. You'll have a key, but you can also have a key passcode like in Boston. So if you want to send
somebody,
they can just punch the code, both the front, the gate, and then the door, and they get it. All right? But there'll be just a regular key too. And then there'll be a regular thermostat in the zones, and but it'll also be connected to control four.
Yeah, so you have both options.
Yep.
Why don't we go back to the TV in the living room for a second?
Sure.
And just review it. So let Alec, just real quick, they're gonna drop this. This is gonna go here. They're gonna move this over because it can't be there. It's gonna be in the middle.
Why?
Because it's at its angle, and so it looks like the whole thing is.
And the whole thing ends up shifting.
It's wrong.
And if everything is a little short, it's not just a little short.
Why do you need to put it in this way?
Because
that's where the room ends.
Exactly, the room ends there.
Is it going to be hard to move it?
Probably going to have to build a soffit.
We can box it.
And I definitely want to talk to your interior designer about their furniture plans, etc., and make sure we can work, make the technology work within the space you're creating, so that we blend it better.
I mean, I was going to keep it as it is, assuming it works. Do you never want to test it and see how it looks like before you change it?
No. I
just try.
I don't need a drop down in here. You're the one who wants to leave it. If you're putting a big TV on that side,
then I'll just make it work as it is. I would not move it because that sounds like a lot of work to move.
Well, you need to get new stuff anyway because the screen
half
is
the
glared.
Speakers aren't working yet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like just
okay.
So either remove it and make it all work, or I bring it out.
Maybe show her this TV's going to
be. Show her what this is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you won't want the projector.
Originally, Matthew worked with three owners, and he put most of the technology in the house. So three owners and two owners. Oh, yeah. The last guy, he went rogue with everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So our plan for here.
Take a look.
Let me look over here. The lighting is a little bit better. So on this wall, it's called a video wall, and you're essentially taking these tiles and they click together, and they make a TV and screen of any size that you want, and then you can wrap that wall in wood, custom frame, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a very, very bright screen. So with all this sunlight, it'll actually be able to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other benefit is when you turn it off, it can be displaying artwork.
Right.
This
like
wood
this
here.
One. You've seen the
yes,
other one.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we do the same way. Like, so he's showing like the wood slats. So if you were doing like an architectural detail here, we could blend it into it, or we could put a frame around it and have like an art piece show up. So
I see.
So either mimic the surrounding material,
yeah,
or be like a beautiful art piece or whatever you want on there while it's not being used as a TV.
There's a showroom you can go to if you want to see in Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale and Norwood, so wherever you are.
No, I'm good.
Okay. And then the nice part is you would just say how big you want it, and you make this any size.
Yeah.
It's not like going to a store and you have to get that size. You would pick what you wanted here. It's big.
But if you want to give me a wide pack right now.
Yeah. Luckily, it's durable. But it's very bright, so that's the benefit. This is a lot of sun. You don't want to be living in the dark just to watch TV. So I would do that.
Okay. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, and the good news is you've already moved to this wall, and she gets like some of the direct light that would come in to where this was before.
Where was what before?
The television was there before.
Interesting.
But yeah, but in that, you have, once you get past like 11 or so, that wall, it's got shade. Natural shade. But regardless of how bright or how dark it is, you can have a very lovely experience there, and it's a great wow factor.
Amazing. Okay,
sounds good. Do you still want a projector in addition to this?
I just want the projector to work, but it doesn't have to work perfectly.
Well, why would you? I'm never going to use it. If it's at an angle, I'm not going to watch TV there.
So what was it before, when you did the house?
Then before, they had three TVs on that wall. There was no cubby system. It was like one large 85-inch TV and two like 32-inch TVs above it, and that was like the sit-around watch sport section.
Yeah.
So is it the last I put in the projector?
Yes. No, I was on the wall. I was on the wall in that because that projector would be centered or higher.
There must have been a reason they couldn't have sent it.
She just didn't want to put the energy into it. It could be gone.
But if you're never going to use it, I don't think you should.
Well, so here's the thing. I think this room.
I mean,
for
this, they don't need two TV
rooms. This is actually good for like a cozy, like sit around and watch movies, a family get room.
Yeah.
This is good for like.
Is there a video source?
Apple TV. Is all I have found so far. But sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So this is the furthest I've got, and then I try to switch the input, and the projector just turns off. So I don't know if you want to take over the pilot.
So you're saying this stops here?
Let me switch the source for something. I've got it to work twice.
And how is the picture?
It to work. Oh, you can't see it at all.
But not even the
Yeah, I saw
the
shape I want right here. Was really
Great. It's here now.
See it here.
Okay, guys, so it's all washed out.
I
currently talking about the projector.
You're not gonna see, it's
gonna
be a minimal thing.
You have that in your house now.
Right.
You have it on the ceiling.
It'd be pretty much hidden.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want, we could do a lift in here as well. We have to check really how much ceiling space we have. That's always another option. That way at least it's hidden away when you're not using it.
Alright, so let's just try to do something.
Like, okay.
Like whatever, lift or show us what it's gonna look like. Like give us like, is it gonna be a box outside, right there.
Yeah. That's the easiest way. A lift would be option number two.
But you don't know what's above you.
Well, we'll find out.
There's not much room because this is the deck.
Yeah.
So there's not much.
You don't. Room. Joyce.
Do you have a picture of what the box would look like how big it is? Maybe
well,
just look
it
that.
Really is just gonna be drywall. So it's gonna look like any other part of this. It's just gonna be. But we'll get dimensions. And we can do kind of like an ideal mock of what it's going to look like.
It'd be a soffit of like, if you saw an HVAC soffit, then you could finish it with anything you wanted. You could trim it out.
And then these screens, they have limited adjustments, so you won't see this black bar.
We can lift a little bit. They did a pretty good job of trying to make sure that when you set down, your head's in the bottom third, which is how we always calculate it. But
once you watch TV, you wouldn't even see anything around it. It's because your phone is there.
Yes. The only thing about bringing the screen lower is how far close you can get to it before you start putting your head into the screen.
Yeah, you don't want to bring it lower. Right?
This is a light piece, right?
Yeah, it's a light piece.
Okay. All right, Matthew, you guys get this?
Sure. All right, kitchen.
So they're going to design on that wall, you like to go down here, right?
Yeah.
It should look like a state.
No,
that'd
be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So TV in here, do we want to keep it, remove it?
Do you want to keep it, right?
Is it working? You mean get a new one, but keep the location?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're
getting a new one.
But you want to keep one in the kitchen?
It's working, right?
We're going to get a new TV.
Okay.
And put it there. The location works. They can run power and television.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as the power is working, you can put any TV you want, assuming the sizing is normal. And it looks like a 42-inch.
It's not expensive. That's like a couple of hours.
It's just fairly old.
Yeah, but the only question you gotta answer is, do you want to keep it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either keep it or patch it.
It's a good thing in the morning to sit here
and
practice.
Isn't there a patch on this wall?
You have a phone, though, for a reason.
That might be the one you watch more.
This is like the one you watch.
It's
a good spot for a TV.
Also, these iPads are old. It's new minis. The new sleeves and chargers, and you'll have the control port out all the time, and then if you need to get into a specific app for like thermostat or pool, you always have that right here available. I suggest we create iCloud account just for this house, like 2901flamingo@gmail.com, and that'll be the app ID. That way,
no loss from time.
And you never have to worry about your picture, your text syncing accidentally into an iPad in the house. Or whoever took out.
Do you want that though? Do you want something on the wall?
Yeah, we're okay with that. Yeah, so should we talk about lighting and shades? Is that
we can do that next.
Yeah.
Tell them about the shades.
Okay. Well, I think the shades speak for themselves. Looking at them, they've seen better days. It's Hunter Douglas.
Hunter Douglas survives for a long time. And they both. You
didn't
like the
Hunter
Douglas.
So,
you don't like the Hunter Douglas?
Well,
it's
twofold. Number one, it's reliability. We like stuff that's reliable as much as possible because we're the ones who call. But also,
I have Hunter Douglas for years. They're amazing.
The other thing is just how well they integrate Douglas with the house. So it's twofold. Number one, when you come in and press a button on the front door or in your bedroom, you should be able to control the shades. With Hunter Douglas, I have a barrier to entry to make up that curve, which it becomes a reliability issue. And even with timers from Control 4, et cetera, it becomes a reliability issue. They're 75-80% reliable. I want something 95+. 95+ is a neutral.
What happens now?
Some of the batteries might be dead, right? That's one of the issues.
Yeah, let me transfer it.
So one of the challenges with Hunter is you hit shades close, and almost every time it works, but not every time. That's the biggest problem. So if you're not here and you think you're closing the shades, maybe you did not. Lutron is 99% that's actually going to happen. That's why we prefer
it. See how that went barely? Well, now it's harder.
Yeah. The other thing is this, with Lutron, I can tell it, hey, every morning because of the morning sun, I want this to come down 33%. It doesn't have to come all the way down. I don't have to say open, close, stop. I don't have to watch it and hit stop where I want it. I can literally tell the percentage to come down every day at a certain time, and it will do that. So that's helpful if you're trying to protect furniture or just make the environment more suitable during each time of day, like breakfast or evening when you're trying to get western exposure sun from, you know, washing or whatever.
So how do you control all, there's all shades this whole house. Like, how does it control, how would you, is it controlled on a pad? There's no
right now there are some individual shade keypads in the wall.
But that doesn't control all of them?
It's however it was programmed.
So,
yeah. And that only controls some of them.
You guys are going to like this under
the
right? Do you remember something else?
That's fine. Yeah. I just need all the shades. I think, you know, the way we're going to have to, I'm thinking about usability, like all of, I want to be able to use a key to get in the house. I want to be able to set the temperature by going to the wall. I want to be able to turn lights on and off at the wall. But I don't believe we're going to be able to do that at the wall for the shades.
If we do Lutron, not a problem.
Easily. You can do it at the wall.
At the wall.
Like, I can have another button like a light switch.
Yeah, and so what we'll end up doing is we'll have a, I'm sure you have some awesome, but a keypad at all the main areas.